producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live, of course, you can join us here, and you can bring up anything, though we have been talking quite a bit about the idea of what can be done regarding school shootings. They're happening, the most recent one was a community college. Normally you expect this to happen at a high school. I don't know how often they happen at community colleges. I remember the Virginia Tech one that happened a little while back. I don't know if that's considered a
community college.
But still, it is a college.
I wouldn't think of it that way.
You don't generally hear those stories. And we had a caller a moment ago suggesting, well, metal detectors. Well, you can't really do that with a college. Almost every college campus I've seen is not an indoor college campus. Even here in New Hampshire, where it's cold, you know, they still make you go outside to get from class to class.
Yeah, I don't think in a community college it's going to work at all. But even with metal detectors at schools, it doesn't make me feel comfortable, the idea of putting a bunch of metal detectors in. I think about the school that I went to, and, you know, now that place is full of metal detectors, and, you know, it has limited exits that you can get out without setting off an alarm, and just a variety of things. And certainly schools change significantly, and it just doesn't feel right to me.
Well, that's what I was saying. I don't have kids, but if I did, first of all, I'd want to unschool them, not send them to a facility. But if I were going to send them to a facility of some sort, maybe there was some really great school that I really wanted to send them to for some reason, I certainly would not want them shaken down every single day just to go to class. That's horrible. That's treating them like an inmate. And, of course, there are a lot of comparisons that one can make between schools, specifically government schools, these sort of institutional places, and facilities that house inmates and prisoners. I mean, jails and schools. I remember in Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up, the elementary school I went to, which was one of the better ones in Sarasota, it was a magnet school, as they called them, it looked exactly like the old jail. Turns out the designer, the architect, was the same guy.
Same fella.
You know? Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Is it worth it to you to have your kids treated like an inmate in order to feel like they're safe? I mean, I'm sorry, is a metal detector going to detect a plastic shiv? Is that going to happen?
So, well, obviously, look, I disagree with this particular argument that if you can't do something that will stop everything, you therefore should not do anything. I mean, that's an argument.
I'm not making that argument, but, you know, as soon as kids start sneaking in plastic shivs into school, then they're going to get pat downs on the way in. I mean, it's just then the security state just increases and increases. Before you know it, you're being locked down in the school, you know, in each room, and then they've got the bell that goes off, unlocks the doors and things like that. I mean, it would turn into even more of a prison.
Well, people are describing government schools, especially the big ones, as day prisons already.
That's
true. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I'm not arguing that point. I just think that, you know, you've been charged now by your president, ladies and gentlemen, to find a solution to this problem of mass shootings at schools. This isn't happening in countries around the world, which, of course, I think it's unfair to compare the United States to, say, each individual country in Europe. Much more fair to, say, compare it to Europe itself, because it's about the sizes are similar. But nonetheless, you know, people are saying something must be done. Well, that doesn't mean should something be done or shouldn't something be done? And if something should be done, what is that thing?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype in here. Skype username, lrn.fm. Let's go to Brian, listening in Indiana to WIBC-FM. Hey, Brian.
Hey. Hey. I had some thoughts on the just kind of the whole idea of comparing the U.S. to other countries.
Yeah.
A lot of people bring up the Swiss thing, and I had actually you guys made a couple of comments about that. You know, that really does come down to the culture of them. And while some people try to say that they're given guns, that they're supposed to have guns, that's not the case, but it is their more like a civic duty there. The vast majority of people end up serving in what is basically their militia. Mm-hmm. And they can buy their service arm. It's not given to them, but they can buy their service arm if they want to. And that happens, but that's only about 50% of the guns. 50% of the guns are still
privately held.
Just don't purchase. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not the ammo thing is only the only thing that they can't have is military ammo, military spec ammo. They can have their own ammo and they can keep it at home.
All right.
But they can't. Their culture is you don't have a gun for self defense. That's not. And in fact, if you go to get a permit for a gun in Switzerland, if self defense is your reason, you really have to make a compelling case about it. They have it for ammo. I mean, for hunting, for collectibles and that sort of thing.
Have you lived there? It sounds like you've done a lot of research.
I have. Well, I have. Just I'm a gun nut, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And end up just kind of it's been a fascinating thing to me.
I defend it
quite a bit online. And with the UK thing, that's the one that you know we never get a whole picture of that. When you hear people talk about the UK and how low their gun violence is, look up and I apologize I don't know the specifics, but if you can Google it and see easily, is look up the rape statistics and how much that has grown exponentially in the last number of years.
Did you say the rape statistics?
Rape statistics. Yeah.
Okay.
If you Google UK, the amount of rapes that they have, what do you call
so
it?
So you're saying murder has gone down, rape has gone up since the gun
rape
prohibition?
Rape has gone up and just violence in general. It's not gun violence.
In many cases, these laws appear to be victim disarmament laws.
Sure. And that's certainly the truth on college campuses in the United States as well. There's big problems with rape on college campuses, but, you know, people on college campuses can't defend themselves with guns either. Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the info. Toll-free number for you to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
When it comes to crime, oftentimes you don't know you don't know you're going to be mugged until you're knocked over the head. You don't know you're going to be raped until you're, you know, grabbed and drug off into a corner someplace. So guns can be, in those circumstances, relatively useless, right? Mm-hmm. Like a weapon, whatever that weapon might be, that you can't put your hand on quickly.
Especially if it gets turned against you.
Yeah, that happens. But
people should be able to take those risks. They should be free to make those choices.
That's a freedom, right? Like, there's a freedom to defend yourself, and a handgun is a tool to do that.
Let's talk to Darren. He is also in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Darren.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, enjoying your guys' show. Just want to say something real quick about gun-free zones. I've been thinking a lot about this. Obviously, my best-case scenario would be to eliminate gun-free zones, but I do think...
Can't do that. Private property.
Yeah, exactly.
Not on school campuses.
I get that. Here's what I would say, though. Private property, fine. I believe businesses have free choice and so on and so forth. I get that. Here's what I would say, though. If you're going to require people to not be allowed to carry firearms onto your property, then you should be responsible for taking responsibility for their security.
There's a good argument for that. I mean, if you're removing their ability to protect themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I think if you know, freedoms come with responsibilities. And as a business, if you want
to... I don't agree. It's your responsibility as the customer to choose, and choose wisely. If you want to go to a place where the business owner is a pacifist, and you know they're not going to do a damn thing if somebody comes in and starts blasting, that's your risk as the customer, and it should not be the responsibility of the business owner.
That's
in one iota.
Too. Yeah.
I actually disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly. I think that if you're going to open a business and you're going to require people to put their self at risk to walk into your business, then you should have...
No one's required to walk into your business. It's an open market to some extent in that way. I'm not forced to go and shop at Walmart. I'm not forced to go and shop at Target. I can choose where I want to go. I see what you're saying is a nice thing to do. That would be great for a business owner to provide security services for an unarmed place. I get you there, but it shouldn't be a requirement. They shouldn't be forced to do so.
Now, here's the other thing I would say about schools related to the same discussion. I don't understand why this school, and I have 3 degrees, so I've been on a plethora of different size campuses and kinds of campuses. With the shootings that are happening at campuses in the United States of America, One, obviously, I disagree with the fact that the school had a rule that it was a gun-free zone. But the second thing is this. Why does this school not have armed security on campus at this
That's point? A good question. Thank you, Darren, for your call tonight.
They're scared of guns.
Toll-free number. 855-453 or Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at Credit Success Secrets Revealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek, but there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Join us here on the radio at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype username tonight is LRN.FM.
What would you do when a bizarre occult army calling itself the Trust invades your sleepy little mountain town? Find out what James Cantrell...
Hopefully you had a gun.
Matter of fact, there are lots of guns in this comic book. James Cantrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, what he does. Because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. Read the action comedy graphic novel James vs. the New World Order by Brandon Bitras, illustrated by J. Matthew Root, the first in what's estimated to be about a 5-volume, 24-issue series. So if this intrigues you, go and pre-order now, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to raise money for artwork and coloring and production and distribution, all of that stuff ahead of time. You're going to get your comic. They're going to make this happen. They just want to pay for it in advance if they can do such a thing. So JamesVersusTheNewWorldOrder.com. You can contribute right there at JamesVS, TheNewWorldOrder.com. Looks like it's going to be great. You can see the artwork there, and that's really what it comes down to with a graphic novel.
All right, so what to do about the gun, these shootings, these school shootings, high school, college. If you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we go to Scott, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Hello. Hey, Scott.
Hi there, guys. How you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. I've got a pragmatic solution.
I'd love to hear it.
Putting firearms in classrooms, probably not the best solution. A, we don't want more government employees carrying weapons. And B, I've met enough school teachers to know that I don't want them carrying weapons. However, we could do a non-lethal weapon such as a taser.
If it's employed improperly, it doesn't seem like it's the worst thing in the world.
An organization like the NRA has a vested interest in making sure that there are no more school shootings. Because every time there's a school shooting, there's this public outcry to increase gun control. So the NRA already has the capacity to train people in the safe use of tasers. They've got educators. They've got ways that they could do this, and they have a financial vested interest in stopping school shooting. So we could do this without government intervention. People like us who are really into liberty could also contribute to a program like that. We wouldn't have to make it compulsory that every teacher has to have a taser, but anyone that wants to have one in their class and have the requisite training to go along with it should be allowed to. Then if a shooter's walking into a school and has no idea, there might be 20 or 30 people with tasers in there, they're not going to do it because these guys want to go in, shoot a bunch of people, and end up being killed by a cop. But they don't want to end up writhing in pain on the floor in a puddle of their own urine.
Which certainly is a possibility. I think it's a pretty good solution all in all. If you know, taser, bear spray, a variety of these things, they're as practical, even rubber bullets, they're as practical as arming teachers, which is what some people are saying.
And as an extra side benefit, if those ornery little kids don't know if their teacher's packing a taser, you think they might pay attention a little more?
At the very least, it might give them pause. Right? I don't think I want to give Mr. Edge any more trouble. He looks like he's hanging by a thread.
He's twitching.
Hey, thanks for your call tonight, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Robert.
I am totally unqualified to be a teacher.
Robert
totally.
Is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure, sir.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking about what you guys were talking about earlier in terms of, doing away with all gun laws in the United States. And, you know, I'm thinking that I like the idea of what the president said in the past about, about marijuana laws. Let the states decide what they want to do about the marijuana laws. Well, that same thing could be applied with gun laws.
Yeah, for sure.
Let states decide what they want to do with gun laws.
It's pretty much what's happening, though. I mean, as far as, yes, the federal government overrides and they've applied a lot of gun laws to all the states, but certainly there are vast differences between state gun laws. I mean, New York is a terrible place to be. California, a terrible place to be if you're a gun owner. You can barely be a gun owner in those places. Places like Vermont and New Hampshire, it's relatively easy to own guns unless you're a felon. And so, but I agree with you. Roll back all the federal gun regulations and, you know, let the states decide. And of course, if we had more secession, then we'd have that a lot sooner, I think.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, if it wasn't for these federal laws, I could have a gun in Vermont.
You're a felon?
Yes.
Yeah, this is something that's kind of interesting about felons and guns. So the idea that letting felons own guns makes the nation more dangerous place seems to be disproven, because over in Vermont, and I know in Florida and many states across the United States, it's legal for you to own, say, a black powder pistol. Now, if it's legal for a felon to own a black powder pistol, and felons being able to legally own firearms is dangerous, where are all the liquor store robberies done with black powder pistols? Because the notion here is that felons being able to legally own is dangerous. Felons can legally own black powder pistols. Why do felons then not rob convenience stores with black powder pistols? It's because your laws don't stop somebody who wants to rob a liquor store, whether they're a felon or not. It doesn't stop anything. How many crimes in the United States are committed with black powder pistols? And I'd say that the percentage of armed crimes in this United States that are committed with black powder firearms is somewhere in the neighborhood of 0.1%. percent or lower, you know, one in a thousand, yeah, tops. And that just goes to show how stupid the gun laws are that limit felons from possessing weapons.
Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Matthew. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew. Matthew in Texas. Fort Worth, Texas. Going once. Matthew in Fort Worth. Going twice.
Hey, are you here? Hey.
You're there. Go ahead, Matthew.
Sorry, I had my phone on mute.
Here you are. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, hey, I'm guessing Christopher Cantwell is on air today, is he?
Christopher Cantwell is no longer a part of Free Talk Live. We removed him from the co-host list. He is still certainly free to call in, and he has since done so, at least on one occasion.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I wanted to, there are two things I wanted to call in about. One was I wanted to tell Cantwell a story about a couple of weeks ago. I had to spend a day in a jail to pay off a couple of warrants that were out on my arrest for citation. I didn't want to get arrested, but I wanted to, you know, tell him that. Obviously, I don't know how he does it as an activist, because I know most people like him, like activists like him, you know, fought, you know, things like this a lot more. So
fought exactly what? I'm sorry. What,
fought.
Fought what, though?
Citations.
What kind of citation?
Oh, there's traffic violations.
So you went to jail for traffic?
Jail rather than...
Yeah, it was... I got pulled over. They were, like, 2 months past due, and because of the financial situation I put myself in, I wasn't able to pay it off. So fast forward 2 months, I get a call a couple weeks ago from a...
Hold that thought, Matthew. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, of course. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. What do you want to talk about? The gun violence, specifically in schools. How do you have an effect on that? How can things change in that way? What can be done, if anything, to reduce the school gun violence? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I say more freedom is the right answer, but you can share your thoughts with us also on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. As we go back to Matthew, who's actually calling about something a little different, going to jail apparently for a traffic ticket is what it sounded like. You were just barely kind of telling us what happened there, Matthew, and you were comparing yourself to a former co-host on Free Talk Live, Chris Cantwell, as though he was somehow more of a, you know, badass activist than you are. But anybody who's willing to go to jail for a traffic ticket, I would say, is definitely pretty hardcore. Go ahead with your story.
I want to consider it pretty hardcore. The jail that the city that I live in, you know, not really dangerous. I mean, there was like 10 of us. I was like the 10th person of that jail cell. But the reason
How did you end up in jail for a traffic ticket? That's what I want to know. What happens there?
Okay. So one of
the short version. The short version.
Sorry, but one of them was for speeding, the other ones for running a red light. And when you get pulled over by a cop, it's different than when you know you when a camera catches you. So
were these camera catches? Were these camera situations?
No. This wasn't a camera situation. It was a cop pulled me over.
Okay. You're hell on wheels with four speeding tickets and a run in a stop sign. Go ahead.
So when they ever issue a citation, you have like 30 days to pay it off or, you know, plead your case. At the time, I didn't have the money. I'm currently in a financial situation with debt, and my car actually just got repossessed. So I couldn't just
problem solved.
Take off. What?
Problem solved.
Yeah. So I anyway, so Marshall called me a couple weeks ago, and you know we went back and forth, and I'm, hey, I've got this new job. So he's like, okay, well, I mean, do you want to be arrested at work? I'm like, no, I actually knew this one. I just got it. So we figure out, okay, best situation is like, I'll get off tonight, come turn myself in. My dad was actually kind enough to give me a drive, you know, give me a ride to jail.
That and just to clarify, this is because you didn't pay because you couldn't afford it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were in default. Did you miss a court date as well?
I spent one night in jail. They released me Sunday morning, and they just forgave. Because both citations by that time equaled like $800, and you typically get like $200 to $300 credit for spending a day in jail.
That's pretty sweet. It's $50 credit here in New Hampshire per day.
Really?
That's yeah.
The judge was actually really...
I'm pretty sure it all sucks.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know New Hampshire's supposed to be coming like the libertarian haven, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, there's no doubt about that. If you you go and check out the Free State Project... It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you can't. So, I lived in Florida, and I wished really hard, too.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way, Matthew. And the reason why is because there just aren't enough libertarians anywhere. So, you know, what you've got happening in New Hampshire is every single month there are dozens of people. There, like last month, I think there were at least 24 new people at the New Movers Party. And that's not everyone who moved. That's just whoever came to the New Movers Party. There's more people moving here now in a month than the average big city like Fort Worth has in total. And we're seeing more and more people come here, and just having those numbers makes a huge difference when it comes to achieving more liberty in our lifetime. I mean, we've actually got voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians who've been elected as Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire to state house positions. You know, I'd recommend for you, Matthew, and thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I really appreciate it. But what I'd recommend is you check out the 101 Reasons That Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's just an hour-long documentary film, and it just burns through 101 really persuasive reasons why this is the place to come to if you care about liberty. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's why you and I are here, Mark. You mentioned that you're from Florida, so am I.
Not because of the movie. We were here long before the movie.
Right. I'm actually one of the co-producers of that film. And it really is a persuasive thing, you know, to watch this. If you care about liberty. If you don't care about liberty, then just please stay where you are. If you're already in New Hampshire.
Things are going well where you live then.
Yeah. If you're already in New Hampshire and you hate freedom, then it's going to get more uncomfortable here for you because we literally do have dozens of people coming here.
Statism is only 35 miles away, no matter where you are in New Hampshire.
So 101reasonsfilm.com, hour-long documentary, totally free. Just go watch it online and then share it with your friends who also care about freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. And we were talking a lot about gun freedom here tonight, so you're certainly still free to discuss that with us. Let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis, or Larry is actually in Columbus, but listening to WIVC in Indy. Hey, Larry.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I thought I'd be the last guy that ever talked about doing away with some civil liberties and freedoms. But, you know, when I look at these massacres that have gone on, most of these people seem to be like they're copycats. And yeah. To me, the media is driving a lot of that. The media just has to fill 24 hours a day once one of these disasters happens. And I'd hate to, I think maybe we ought to dial back our free speech about covering these types of catastrophes. I know that sounds, the forefathers probably rolling over in their graves, but somehow we've got to stop making a spectacle of this more than it is, because it's just driving other people to be copycats.
Well, Sheriff John Hanlon, the guy that is the county sheriff where this occurred, he said he's not going to even say this guy's name. And you'll note it has not been said on this show this evening.
I don't know his name.
Right, but what? And I'm not going to say it just because I think it's an interesting idea what the sheriff had, and I'm willing to go with it.
Now, why?
Why is it? Why am I not saying it? Or why is it an interesting idea?
Both.
I'm not saying it because let's see what it's like if we don't mention the name of one of these lunatics, these sick, murderous lunatics, and instead we talk about people like the sheriff, John Hanlon. We talk about the Chris Mintz, the guy that rushed towards him. Mm-hmm. Many people are lauding his behavior, and I think his behavior is laudable, but I'd like to point out that if the people that want to limit folks from having weapons, if Chris Mintz had a weapon, it might be that this guy would, more people would have been saved.
I think the body count would have been significantly smaller if that gentleman had had a weapon.
And sadly, he was in the second classroom, not the first, but yeah.
So, Larry, what you're saying, though, is that you think people should voluntarily not say the name, or that there should be some sort of rule preventing people from saying the name?
I hate to say it, but I think we should come up, it's almost like inciting a riot or yelling fire in a movie theater. I think this coverage, not just the shooter's name, but the coverage itself becomes so incendiary, and those people that are on the edge, it just starts, that's all they can start to think about. I mean, you couldn't have.
So you're saying there should be some sort of government prohibition. You're saying repeal free speech and put in a prohibition on saying someone's name. I got to disagree with you there. I think that if you can persuade people to do it, I think if it's a good idea and, news companies, if they feel like their audiences are demanding that they not be given this information for the reasons you're citing, then I think that's fine. I think try to persuade people to do the things you want them to rather than trying to outlaw them. I mean, because, it's a slippery slope. First, it's the names of the murderers, and then it's, what about somebody who robs the convenience store? Should they also not have their name out there? I mean, this guy killed himself, apparently, in this particular case.
After a gun battle with the police.
But plenty of criminals are committing crimes, and they're getting named in the media, and they're still alive. So does that, what different parameters do you put on it?
I'm not saying the criminal's name. I don't think that has any of the outcome. I think it's the whole coverage from, talking to the man on the street or the people in the classroom and people.
You're saying restricting coverage entirely?
I'm saying tone it down. I don't know what the answer is, but I know.
Well, it's certainly not restrictions on free speech.
Well, let's see if we can work a compromise in here. Barack Obama had an opportunity. He did go on television. He did talk about this circumstance. He did call for action, and he could very well have one of his many bureaucrats there in the White House write up a set of guidelines about how the news media should handle this, and then issue that set of guidelines, and then they can choose to follow those guidelines. Guidelines or not. Because at this point, people aren't really asking the media to not do this.
Thanks, Larry, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. There's a difference, though, between suggestions and a mandate.
100%.
And you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one, Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from Patriot. Necklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here on the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show tonight. Had a lot of phone calls. Not a single Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. If you've got it, it's worth using because you'll upgrade your sound quality and you'll sound better, and that's always a good thing.
Sounds like you're right in the studio.
Almost.
Sometimes.
It can. So again, Skype username, lrn.fm. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we'll go to Jason, listening in Indianapolis or the Indianapolis area to WIBC. Hey, Jason.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to respond to a caller you had earlier who had mentioned that a business owner who elects to have a gun-free zone at their business should be responsible for causing or giving protection or, you know. And at first when I heard him say that, I agreed. And then one of you mentioned that you completely disagreed and that it should be the individual's responsibility. And I'd let it sink in. I'm like, well, of course it should be our responsibility. And maybe I'm not fully aware of what these gun-free zones are about. Are they statutes? Are they laws? I mean, am I going to get in trouble for taking a gun into these, or am I just going to be asked to leave?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're talking about state property, then you could probably get arrested for it. If you're talking about the Taco Bell or whatever, and I'm not saying Taco Bell has a gun-free zone policy, but, you know, whatever business it would be, then no, you would not be arrested for that. The worst you would face would be that the business owner, if they detected that you had a gun, would throw you out.
Well, yeah, I understand that, I guess, but I do agree with what you said earlier that more freedom is what we need, and personal responsibility is actually what we need, whether it's personal responsibility for myself, for my family, for just being a decent person in society. We need more responsibility and less entitlement mentality, thinking that somebody else should take care of us just because we're Americans are just because we live in the land of the free.
I agree with that, and I think that we don't live in the land of the free. That's ridiculous at this
absolutely.
Point. But,
we are not. We're not as free as people think we are.
And right.
We're taxed. We're regulated.
With freedom or with liberty comes the idea of you do need to have responsibility, and I think you're encouraged to have responsibility in a free society. If you actually did have a free marketplace where there weren't all these government programs around to remove responsibility from you, like, you know, people don't have the responsibility of deciding generally to where to send their kids to school. The government does that for them. You know, people don't have the responsibility to take care of themselves in a lot of cases because the government will do that for them. They'll send them a monthly check or whatever. So once you get rid of these government programs that are there for people, then that's not to say they can't get help if they're in a situation where they have a medical emergency or they need some sort of assistance. There would still be private charity that can help with those things. But just having the government entitlement programs encourages that entitlement mentality. So I think just by having more freedom, you'll see more responsibility being engendered in people.
Yeah, when you talk about, when they say the land of the free, freedom can be an absolute, and obviously no existing form of government today is going to allow the absolute of freedom. But freedom can also be sort of a comparison to other places. And at the time say the Star-Spangled Banner was written, then there was a pretty good argument the United States was the land of the free. And certainly it wasn't the most powerful nation on earth, but at the time, you know, land of the free. I'll give them that. Over time now, we can see that in the last 20 years or so, the United States has slipped down, or other nations have surpassed it on the world's freedom charts. If you look at them, the United States...
Wasn't it down at number 20 in the latest one?
On the Cato Institute, one of Human Freedom Index. Yeah, that's the case. And then financial freedom, or fiscal freedom, or whatever it is, economic freedom, it tends to be a bit higher than that on these lists, depending on whether it's...
But not past the top 10.
No, it's not in the top 10. And I think that the Star-Spangled Banner needs to be retired. I mean, we have places like Canada and Great Britain passing, New Zealand, passing up the United States on World Freedom Indexes hand over fist. Well, you know, at that point, you should call yourself the greatest or whatever, but you can't call yourself Land of the Free anymore.
Jason, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
I think that we need to rely less on our government. They're not out for our freedoms.
There's no doubt about that. They're only looking out for themselves. Thanks, Jason, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-453. Question from earlier is, what, if anything, can be done about the school shootings? 855-453. And, of course, we've had a bunch of different suggestions here tonight. And that's one of the problems with mandating things on people is that everybody's got their own own idea as to how to force people to do things in a way that they think is going to have certain outcomes. And, you know, we've heard everything from restricting free speech to controlling who can have firearms, mental health, et cetera. I don't think that any one answer is the right answer, but if politicians decide that it is, then it's forced upon all of us, and we really can't say, you know, we can't really do much about that besides complain.
Well, plus there's centralization to look at. One of the reasons that people do shootings at schools is because there's a lot of people collected there.
Sure. Unarmed people.
Yeah. A lot of people who are forcibly unarmed, unable in many cases legislatively to arm themselves. They're all together in one spot. I wonder how many homeschooling shootings there have been.
Probably none.
Because it's decentralized, right? People are at home. I mean, there's been some kind of accident at home with a gun. Maybe it has to, and certainly they've probably happened at homes homes that are homeschooling.
You know, I
don't know the answer.
I also suspect that homeschoolers are better adjusted than their government school or even private school peers because, you know, in a government school, you're forced to be in a place with people who you don't like.
And it's always the same age. I haven't had too many workplaces where everybody's sort of the same age.
That's true.
You're encouraged to only hang out with people who are your age. You learn things from people who are older, and you're able to teach things to people who are younger.
I think you can learn things from people who are younger as well.
Certainly.
Let's go to Renee, listening in the Indianapolis area to WIBC. Hey, Renee.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thanks. Hope you guys are having a good evening.
Of course. We're here with you.
I have a few things here. The gentleman who was talking about tasers, my concern there is do you realize how close you have to be to a person to tase them?
Yeah. So somebody called in, and what his claim was is that it was sort of politically impractical to arm teachers, and a lot of teachers that he's met, he wouldn't want to see particularly armed anyway. However, that it would be a lot safer to arm teachers with tasers. Now, I don't know. Which kind of taser are you talking about? The ones that shoot barbs or the ones where you have to touch somebody with it?
Both. Okay. I have a brother that works locally close with the police and fire department. And I do know when he, for his 30 years of working at one of the local hospitals, he did carry a firearm on his side. He was a security guard. And, you know, some of his jobs, he had to tie down people. He had to be there. A lot of cases, I think if it wasn't for his presence of being there and, you know, he was in uniform and he was licensed and still is licensed to carry a gun and still does to this day, he could have, you know, he has prevented many things from happening. And as a grandmother and as a mother, I would be very, very open to teachers who are trained, who've been through all kinds of courses and have certification, have had background checks. If they desire to carry a weapon, I'm 100% for it. I am a gun owner and I am a grandmother.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You shouldn't force someone to carry a weapon who doesn't want to, but any teacher who wants to learn how to defend themselves and others should absolutely be able to, and each school should be individually making these decisions for themselves. So that way, different people can decide which kind of security system, if any, they want to send their kids to instead of it all being top down from, you know, the government on down. Thanks, Renee, for your call.
I would say that anybody who doesn't want to carry a fire extinguisher shouldn't have to carry a fire extinguisher either. What the caller was suggesting is that schools make a decision to hand less than lethal
the original caller, not Renee.
Right, the original caller, less than lethal protection to teachers. And a taser was what he was recommending, but I think that bear spray or perhaps a handgun with rubber bullets or something like that. Look, I would much rather my kid be in the classroom with somebody with a taser in many cases than
I'd rather have a
firearm.
Taser than bear spray. That's going to cause a problem.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy. Well, obviously, there's not going to be downwind in a classroom
you
or whatever.
Walk out of the classroom and let it air out as best you can do.
I don't think I'd want to be in an enclosed space if somebody's going to let off a can of bear spray.
Do you want to be in a controlled space while somebody's letting
dead
off a,
kids? No,
with a firearm?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
You're going to be deaf. The bear spray will clear, you know, your eyes will clear out in a few minutes.
If I had to choose, though, as far as arming somebody, taser versus bear spray, I'd choose the taser.
Taser's 15 feet. Anytime. Bear spray will go a bit further.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, hour number 3 of the live Saturday show, continuing shortly.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.